The following is an encore episode of Probably True Solar Stories, and it's dedicated to my solar installer friends. Okay, here we go. In the next episode of Probably True Solar Stories, there's a new superhero in town, and his name is Solar Man. To help defeat his nemesis, Solar Man reluctantly decides to join the Ultra Super League of Defenders, a band of superheroes that are beyond the law. But will Solar Man be able to show his super solar strengths and pass the audition? Welcome to Probably True Solar Stories. I'm your super solar host, Tor Solar Fred Valenza. I am not a superhero. I'm just your friendly solar narrator who's trying to get solar more into mainstream pop culture. And what's more mainstream pop culture than superheroes? We see them every summer, probably all year round now, but we never see solar in those stories. Perhaps this solar superhero story will change that. Okay, here we go. Why Solar Man Joined the Ultra League of Super Defenders by Tor Solar Fred Valenza. Hey there, big guy. I hope our elevator didn't make you dizzy going up. Welcome to the Ultra Super League of Defenders. As you probably know, I'm Globe Guardian, but seeing as the mayor told you about our secret lair, you can call me Carl. I'll wipe your memory anyway if you don't pass the audition. The super stranger looked at Carl, unimpressed. Why Carl? He asked. Because that's my name. You don't think my mama named me Globe Guardian, did you? I suppose not. And you? I don't have a superhero name yet. I didn't think I needed one. Most people here on Earth call me Howard. For my superhero name, I guess you can call me... I don't know. How does Solar Man sound?
Not very exciting. If you join the League, we should work on that name.
The name's not important. The work is important.
Oh boy. Boy Scout,
thought Carl.
Yeah, that's true.
The two superheroes stood silent, assessing each other. To Carl, Howard looked like a regular blue-collar tradesman in jeans and a t-shirt. He was dark, thin, and had biceps that came out of his short sleeves like two bulging Tootsie Rolls on a stick. His dark tan was even over his entire body. Maybe Howard's day job was sunbathing and being a lifeguard? Superheroes don't have time for laying around, thought Carl. Howard stared back at Globe Guardian. Without his cape, mask, and energy halo, Globe Guardian did indeed look like a Carl, an average middle-aged man with a bit of a potbelly. Mark noted a dark shadow around Globe Guardian's eyes. The rest of the skin around Carl's eyes was brighter, making him look like a super raccoon. You should wear sunscreen, Howard said, trying to be helpful.
Yeah, the mayor said you know a lot about the sun.
I am the sun, said Howard.
Oh, that's one I've never heard before.
You're part of the sun.
Please, have a seat.
Carl indicated the chair in front of his desk.
The mayor says you could be quite a superhero, except you don't like playing by the rules.
I didn't think superheroes had to play by the rules, as long as they're doing good things, Howard said.
Yeah, mostly. But you've got to be registered, licensed, tested, and permitted as a legal superhero in order to break the rules. Then you're good to go in any city or any country. Like me. You don't see me getting arrested or fined.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I keep getting delayed and fined.
Fined for what?
You wouldn't understand.
Try me.
Installing solar without a license, odd electric code violations. I mean, every one of your cities has its own permitting. Could you Earthlings please just pick one standard? Then it would make installing solar so much faster and less expensive.
I don't understand. What do these solar permitting problems have to do with superpowers?
Well, it's the least of my powers, but I can install an average-sized residential system in 60 seconds. Except I can't because of my arch-nemesis, the AHJs.
The AH who?
The authorities having jurisdiction. The fire department, the county building department, the utility. If I can get through all the different requirements and red tape, then I'm the fastest solar installer on the planet. Probably the whole universe, because I don't think solar panels exist anywhere else. But the AHJs,
They take so long to approve my plans, and they nitpick about every little code. I'm a PE. I know what I'm doing.
A PE?
A professional engineer. Not every solar installer has one or needs a PE stamp for every solar design, especially for residential systems. Howard, you lost me. Look, I don't want to explain everything to you. If I can get the League superhero license, then I can install a solar system every 60 seconds, maybe even faster.
Howard, may I call you Howie?
No.
Okay.
Howard, no disrespect, but installing solar really fast doesn't sound like much of a superpower to me. We're about defending the innocent, stopping crime, stopping plots to take over the world, stopping terrorists.
Yeah, but Carl, if the League really knew anything about science, you'd see that climate change is your biggest arch nemesis.
Let me tell you. But okay, I'm not just a super fast solar installer. It's a side gig, but I stop crime too, occasionally.
Okay, you want this free pass with the AHJs? Tell me how you can stop crime or an evildoer.
Well, name a crime. I'll tell you which power I'd use to stop it.
La 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 la. Oh, oh. La 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 la.
All right. Let's say I'm a bank robber with a gun. What are you going to do to get rid of the gun without killing me?
You want me to tell you or show you?
Show me, Howard.
Suddenly, Carl raised a machine gun from under his desk. But before he could pull the trigger, Howard smiled. And it wasn't just an ordinary smile. A blinding burst of light streamed from Howard's super white teeth, causing Carl to drop the gun and cover his raccoon tanned eyes. Satisfied that Carl was disarmed, Howard closed his lips and went back to his closed mouth, deadpan smile.
Okay, said Carl. Not bad, but if I knew you had that non-killer smile, I could have been wearing sunglasses.
The sun has a lot of powers, Howard said.
So that's your origin story. You came from the sun.
Yes, I grew up as a little photon in and around the sun. Then I saw that you humans were burning too much carbon on Earth and the sun was causing climate change. I talked to the other photons, but honestly, Carl, they were kind of ambivalent. The sun was going to keep shining with or without humans, so I was the only one who cared. I decided I could use my energy and solar powers to accelerate solar installations, maybe fight a few evildoers, yada yada. But then, the AHJs.
Right. Okay, that's probably TMI. What other powers you got?
Anything the sun's light or heat can do, I can do. For example, now you see me. Suddenly, Howard disappeared. Carl looked around, then felt a tap behind his shoulder. Now you see me again. I move at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second.
Nice. Good for defensive purposes. But what if you need to attack space aliens or someone from the Uber League of Super Meanies? How are you going to get them? What do you got for attack weapons?
Well, like I said, solar isn't just about light or the photovoltaic effect. I can, I don't know, maybe scald them with solar heated hot liquid?
You got hot liquid?
Carl pushed his mug of tea forward and dropped in a tea bag.
Make me a cup of tea.
Howard took the tea mug, opened up his mouth, and hot streaming solar hot water vomited onto Carl's tea bag, filling the cup to the brim.
That is disgusting.
Can I drink that? You like drinking hot spit?
Nope.
Then I wouldn't drink that. Besides, it'll burn your tongue.
Okay, I'm liking what I'm seeing here, Solar Man. So you can move with the speed of light, you've got shiny, blinding teeth, and you spew scalding hot phlegm.
Not just spew. I can spit individual solar hot water bullets. Want to see?
No, I don't want to see. Save it for the bad guys. I trust you. Any other powers?
Well, let's see. I told you about solar photovoltaics. There's solar hot water. There's also something called concentrated solar power, CSP.
CS what?
You ever heard of laser beams? My eyes turn into magnified mirrors. Then I can direct superheated ionic photon beams of light at specific targets. Howard walked up to a window behind Carl's desk. That's your car on the side of the cave?
Yeah.
Mind if I blow it up?
A little bit. But go ahead. I'll fly home.
Howard nodded. And as he did, his eyeballs converted to mirrors.
He glanced at the sun and directed a focused laser beam at Carl's car, which became red and exploded. Howard thought that would end the audition. He turned to Carl, but Carl was far from being impressed. "I'm so sorry, my friend. What you think is your power is actually your vulnerability, which is, you need the sun." "We all need the sun, Carl. I mean, your solar superpowers aren't going to work at night. All anyone needs to do is attack you after sundown, when it's cloudy, when it's raining, snowing. Then you're dead. Case closed. That's too vulnerable for our superhero network." "Carl, you have got to be kidding me. You've never heard of batteries?" "Sure, in my flashlight." "Well, I've got batteries. I store extra solar power in my body." "Where?" "Where the sun don't shine." "Seriously?" "Seriously. My cheeks are my battery pack. Enough stored solar power to power a home for 4 months, depending on if you have an EV or not." "Okay, okay. Too much information again. You got anything else?"
"Yeah."
"I understand the league has a band. I can sing."
"Really? Give me a sample."
"La la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la."
"Five-part harmony. We could use some backup singers. Am I in?"
"Yeah, Solar Man, you're in. Can I start tomorrow?"
"No, sorry. Can't. It's a lot of paperwork, and I'm busting up a terrorist network in Uber Nana Stand tomorrow."
"You want in, Howard?"
"No, Carl. Look, if Earth is going to beat climate change, I need to install a solar system every second, not every 60 seconds. Even that may be too little too late. The world needs to electrify everything, and that means we'll need more solar and more wind electricity to power new electric cars, new heat pumps, electric stoves, you name it. It's all going to be electric sooner than later." Carl started to tie on his mask and cape.
"Howard, I get it. Climate change. It's depressing. But you know what's even more depressing? Uber Nanistani terrorists threatening to blow up New Jersey. Being from New York, I wouldn't miss it, but others would."
"Fine, I'll help fight crime part-time. But you've got to understand, I'm joining the League so that I can get past permitting and fight climate change. Then if I have time, evildoers.
I get it. But what if I could get the mayor to streamline solar permitting? That would allow other installers to go faster, too."
"It's not just the mayor. It's the entire country, Carl. Every city and every county and every state has different codes and standards. I need the superhero universal ticket so that I can ignore the fines and the paperwork and get more solar installed in any city, any county, any state, or any country."
"Got it. Okay, I'll have a talk with Congress. Maybe we'll pass a universal permitting law. But now it's time to use your spit bullets to save New Jersey. Ready?"
"Ready."
"La la 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 la, oh oh, la 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 la."
Don't you love Howard? I mean Solar Man. Maybe I should have called him Super Solar Man. But really, all solar installers are my heroes. I can podcast all day and I can send out a press release, but they're the ones on roofs and in solar fields and getting things done. But the AHJs, the permitting and interconnection authorities, they can really slow things down. Part of it is because they're overwhelmed, but the other part is that there are different codes and standards in virtually every city and county in the United States. Solar installations would get done a lot faster and be a lot less expensive if we had national permitting standards. I really hope it doesn't take a superhero to make that happen one day. One other fun fact is that according to the Solar Energy Industries Association, or SEIA, the U.S.'s 255,000 solar workforce is installing the equivalent of a solar system every 60 seconds. Of course, that's not just one person, but together, we are one big superhero solar industry. And those numbers are going to get faster as we grow our workforce. One last thing, if you're liking these stories, please take a minute right now to subscribe, rate, and review Probably True Solar Stories. It really helps spread the word. Probably True Solar Stories is a production of Unthink Solar, PR and Communications. Be bold for solar, stand out, and educate. See you next time.